True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
Well, you better loving it, Beakley. Let me tell you something about Josh Simmons' this preseason, Max. Zero pressures allowed on Patrick Mahomes.
I know.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
But I'm hard.
I'm a weirdo. I think that's obvious. And I know that it's the preseason. But I watched a video I want to say Saturday afternoon, because the Chiefs game was obviously Friday night. And, you know, you notice some stuff because we've sat here and said what we watch in preseason, and all of us, every single game, we're just watching 71, 71, 71. I also watched Trey Smith body two people.
Ooh. I watched the whole offensive line just body everybody.
Did you see that play that I'm talking about with Trey Smith?
I have not seen that one. You'll have to show me that one.
Oh, two doses of pancakes in one play where it was kind of one of those, like, you drop back, and then it was a improvisational play, and Trey Smith's like, oh man, here we go again. And one guy shows, he goes, see ya. Next guy going up, see ya. The whole time on the left side, nobody's getting through on 71 side. And if you've noticed, Patrick Mahomes already has trust in his left tackle.
No doubt.
Because there was the play to Thornton, right?
Yeah.
Down the field. Yeah. And if you watch that play, if you want to be geeky, all 22 guy, where you at? I'm doing my job the best I can. You see Mahomes step up in the pocket, never look over his left shoulder. Because if he's, you know, right, left shoulder's here, blind side, never looks over, straight downfield, steps up, dime right in the hands. There was another play where it's kind of taking a little bit long to get developed. Travis Kelce's going over the middle. I think it was his first catch of the preseason game. And Mahomes is able to just kind of whittle his way through. Left side, zero pressure, zero bubbles, zero troubles.
Yeah, dude.
And Mahomes has that confidence. And again, Mahomes' numbers in the preseason, he's played one quarter, right? One quarter, essentially. 9 of 14, 145 yards, two touchdowns. That's one quarter. Good luck this year if that guy on the left side that they drafted in the first round, who allowed zero pressures in preseason, well, they don't play their starters. That's fine.
Well, the Bears played their starters, from what I was told, over the weekend,
well,
right?
And that's fine, too.
Are you still on the Bears, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's still a rookie. Like, zero pressures as a rookie. Like, I'd be one thing if you're like, well, Juwan Taylor, he didn't allow any pressures in the preseason. Yeah, he's a vet. He's been in the league for a while. This is a guy that's never played in the NFL before.
And he's coming off an injury.
And allowed zero pressures. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I noticed is that Mahomes has that trust on the left side, whereas how many times last year and the year before, as soon as the ball snapped, he's looking left and he's taking his vision off the field. Now, Mahomes never has to look away. He sees everything developed and he has big trust on the left side because Joshua Simmons is an absolute demon.
And let's not make a mistake and not give Wanya Morris credit too, because he was really good on Saturday or whatever night that was, Friday night.
And so is Kingsley.
Kingsley.
Yeah, I figured you were meaning.
I meant Kingsley, not Wanya.
Wanya Morris was playing.
I meant Kingsley. He was great. He was great. Fantastic.
You're right.
So give that kid a lot of credit. But
he was great.
Josh Simmons, in my opinion, is the most significant addition to the Chiefs since Patrick Mahomes. Whether it's a trade, whether it's free agency, whether it's a draft, whether it's any way you add a player to the roster, he is the most significant addition to this roster since they drafted Patrick Mahomes. And this is going to go down as probably the second greatest draft pick of the Brett Veach era. I'm giving Patrick Mahomes to Brett Veach because it is that tie to Brett Veach. But if you want to give that to John Dorsey because he was still technically the general manager, this will be the greatest draft pick of the Brett Veach era. He is going to just, I can't
go
even
take
describe.
A cold shower.
I may have to. Like, it's just.
You sound like Binkley on a Friday.
I know that I'm hard. I mean, it's just. But when you haven't had something and then you get that and you realize what you've been missing. Mm-hmm. And there was one play in that game. I don't remember. It was just it was either that scramble by Mahomes or it was just a dart down the middle. But I looked at 71 and he was just standing there and just engaged. Like, that guy had no chance against Josh Simmons. And Josh Simmons, dare I say it, he's looking like a veteran, not a rookie, when he should be looking like a rookie and not a veteran. And this guy, man, I'm going to tell you, they have hit a home run. They've hit a grand slam. They've hit a five-run home run, it seems like, with Josh Simmons. And if he can continue this play, if he doesn't get one lick better and is just this for the rest of his career, then we found that mainstay. But I just look at him as the most important addition and the most important player since Patrick Mahomes.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, dude. He could be a Pro Bowler this year. That's how good he looks. I mean, that's how good he has looked in 24 snaps,
tough
small sample size.
Against. Like, there's a lot of good left tackles in
there
the
aren't.
AFC. Not in the AFC.
There aren't a
AFC.
Lot of good left tackles.
No, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah, we couldn't find one for years.
If they got a good left tackle, like, because Orlando Brown's a good left tackle. Here in Kansas City, we watched him. How good is Orlando Brown?
They're
really?
Down on him in Cincinnati
exactly.
right now.
He's middling. Like, Trent Williams is 38 years old. The best left tackle is going to age out here soon. There's less than 10, like, really good, like, great, you'd pay these guys left tackles. The Chiefs just got
one. The Chargers lost theirs. Yep. So you take a great left tackle out of the equation.
Yep, exactly. Right now, yes, right? 100%.
And so I'm not sitting here saying Josh Simmons today is the best left tackle in the game. That would be very Bob of me to do that. But I do believe he is the most significant addition to this ball club since they went out and added Patrick Mahomes, because I think he's the guy that ties all of this together, brings everything together, and allows everybody else to flourish and do their job. We needed that final piece to the offensive puzzle. And Josh Simmons is that final piece to allow everybody else the freedom to do their job. Because it's not just being able to run the deeper routes or give Patrick Mahomes more time. Now the rest of the offensive line doesn't say, God, we've got this load over here at left tackle that's going to affect everything else. And you know how it is. We've all been in those positions where you have to rely on somebody else. Group project in school, and nobody doing the group project, and you want to get it done, and you got to rely on others to do their job, and you can't do that. And I think it's going to be so much better, such a mind cleanse for the rest of that offensive line, because I just keep going back to Derek Johnson years ago saying, man, I got to do my job, because if I start doing the job of the guy next to me, I'm not doing my job. And then we got two people that are getting exposed. And that's what's been going on that offensive line. And so now everybody can settle in. Everybody can play their game. Trey Smith has to worry about his job. Kingsley has to worry about his job. Creed does his job. Everybody just can do what they have to do and not have to worry about this load playing left tackle anymore, because we've got a guy out there who I think is going to be a superstar in this league.
Two of the top three left tackles out for the season, Rashawn Slater and Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, Wirfs will play this year, right? Are they saying he's out for the year?
I guess he'll play, but he's been injured because didn't he get hurt early on in preseason?
Yeah. I think
it was a knee injury.
Yeah, I think he'll be back. I think they escaped something severe. But yeah, you're right. No, those two guys are out.
Where are you taking Simmons in your fantasy draft? Is he like a third rounder?
He's going to get people to draft Mahomes a lot higher. I mean, he's helping Isaiah Pacheco run the ball, because they showed him
Pacheco was a freaking beast, dude. God, just give me a jar of mayonnaise and a spoon, and let's talk about Josh Simmons. I don't even like mayonnaise.
Yeah, I hate that pick. I like that pick.
And that Tyquan Thornton play, that wouldn't happen if not for Simmons, obviously, but every receiver, all four, were wide open.
Yeah.
You could have thrown to anyone.
The back shoulder throw to Rashee Rice was sick, too.
Beautiful,
I don't know what was better, the throw or the adjustment by Rashee Rice to make that play. Oh my God.
Travis Kelce making a man miss with his classic move. How many times did we see someone tackle him while he was shimmying?
Right.
He was quick enough to make that move. That was huge for me.
Yeah.
To see him be able to do that. Like, okay, yards after the catch.
And I think it's great that Mahomes is very good being improvisational, but the fact that he now doesn't have to take his eyes off the field, he sees everything now.
So true.
That little movement here.
Yeah.
The no pressure to the left side, the comfortability to be able to be a step up pocket passer. Like, I'm sorry to say this. You can call me a homer. You can call me super optimistic, but the league is effed if he has that ability.
Yep.
Because that's what he's not had the last 2 years. So buckle up, Buckaroo. We got a fun season ahead, because
the rest of the league probably saw that on Friday and went.
Also, don't forget this Friday, Red Roundtable at Hollywood Casino, 6 to 8 p.m. Roundtable discussions with Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, and Nate Taylor. Audience Q&A, photo opportunities to follow. No autographs, but you can get photos with Danon, Mitch, and Nate Taylor, Mitchell Schwartz. That is coming up on the other side. Three games out. Three games against the White Sox. We talk all things Royals here on 96.5 The Fan. On the other side, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, baby, I creamed. Thanks, Bob. Here's a 20. I know that I'm hard.
I mean, you talk about Josh Simmons on a Monday in a preseason game. You get people there. Wait till you watch that game 13 days away? No.
11
days away.
11 days.
11 days away. Wow.
I know.
We are Who's number 11 on the Chiefs? Does anybody know that question?
Yes. Isn't it?
Is it Royals? No.
No, he's 15 or 85.
No, we know who 15 is.
No, I think it, no, it is Jalen Royals, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not. 11 is Royals is 11?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is 11.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you guys think of the number 11? Do you think that's a good-looking number or not?
Yeah, it's all right.
Look good on Alex.
Yeah, look great on Alex. MVS was the first one that came to mind. I was like, 11, MVS. Yeah. But no, I think it is Royals.
Yeah, because I remember I was watching like Mahomes was mic'd up at St. Joe, and they were like, "Let's go Royals!" And he's like, "That's actually pretty sick.
That's
I'm not gonna lie.
Awesome. Yeah. No, that's really
that's
cool.
Literally his name. There's an S. And that's the Chan
yeah.
Coffin that you hear.
No, that's cool. I like that.
And Mahomes was like, "Give him a
He's like, raise your hand. Yeah. Let him
okay,
know,
so
man.
If he catches a touchdown pass, we need the entire stadium to be chanting, Let's go Royals, right?
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Now that did happen in 14 and 15 when the Royals were playing and the games were kind of that's back when the Chiefs played at noon, and you had overlaps of games on Sunday and whatnot, and people were chanting Let's Go Royals at Arrowhead Stadium, but now it's even better because you got a Royals baseball team that's battling their asses off, and you got a guy named Royals on the team. Can we get him to wear number 85?
Don't think
who
it's
has
happening.
That? Is it Bringing Stool?
Tunyon.
Big Bob Tunyon.
Before we get into those Royals, Kyle Brandt had something interesting about the Kansas City Chiefs, he said.
Listen, the biggest compliment I can give the Chiefs is that they're not terribly interesting right now in August of 2025, and only because they're so consistently great. Tell me what I should be not excited about, but really genuinely interested for a talk show. You want to tell me, well, they got blown out in the Super Bowl. I've seen that before in the Mahomes era. Mahomes gets disrespected while the other quarterbacks get hyped. We've seen that too. Oh, the AFC West is different this year. I heard that last year. Harbaugh is here. Sean Payton is here. The Raiders smacked them on Christmas Day at Arrowhead. Guys, Mahomes did not lose to the AFC West last year. He was undefeated. So you say, well, maybe they'll be without Rashee Rice at times this year. They were without him for all of last year. You say, well, what if the Chiefs just kind of lose their mojo and Mahomes doesn't have his usual magic? I heard that for 6 months last year. They won 15 games. They won the AFC. It's the Chiefs. You stand there and you do nothing. You want to do something interesting? Lose the division around one of these years. That would be the Chiefs' version of interesting. That they end in the final eight instead of the final four. You know, you look at these different dynasties that we've been involved with in my adult life. You want to do something interesting? Patrick Mahomes, win the Super Bowl this year, walk away and go play minor league baseball for a couple seasons. Why not? Do that. You want the Patriots? The Patriots, interesting. The Patriots had a sixth-round draft pick as their quarterback. They had a very strange coach. They had all kinds of gates. They had sex and drugs and rock and roll. They were the ultimate soap opera. The Chiefs are a Dick Wolf production. Just solid, strong, consistent, immortal. They just churn it out every single year. So it's like, you know, January is for the also-rans. February is for the Chiefs. August is for losers trying to become winners, and we prop them up and hope for them.
Mac, I feel attacked because that's what our birthday month is in August. Yeah, exactly. We're a bunch of losers.
We're losers.
Yeah. But
can that be forced listening for everybody at ESPN?
Yes.
Because I know now they own the NFL Network. Kyle Brandt needs to go in there and give a TED talk about how to cover the Chiefs on a national level because he's the only one who does it really the right way. Him and Kay Adams are about the only two that truly do it the right way on the national level where they're like, why are we doing this? Why are we talking about all of this stuff that doesn't matter? God, that was so refreshing and awesome to hear from Kyle Brandt. It felt like he was reacting to a tweet. Like, you don't say anything about the Chiefs ever because they dominate. What do you want me to say? I guarantee you, Kyle Brandt this morning is going, man, you see this one happen on Friday night?
Exactly, yeah. I told you.
And that's not even the greatest thing Kyle Brandt ever said. He, like, 4 years ago was like, I'm done saying somebody else is going to win.
That's
I'm
right.
done picking somebody else. I learned my lesson. I'm not doing that anymore. Until they tell me that they're done, then I'll say they're done.
That's
and
right.
They're not done. And they might have just found the second coming at left tackle of Willie Rofe in Josh Simmons.
And if
so
they
far.
Did that, they're long from this just reset the clock.
Yeah, it's over.
I hate to be that guy.
Yeah.
But if Josh Simmons is who I said he was last segment, the greatest and most important significant addition since Patrick Mahomes, they've reset the clock. They've reset the clock, NFL. All that stuff that Kyle Brandt says, what I've been trying to tell you, why are you picking anybody to win this division? The Chiefs won it by four games last year. Mahomes didn't lose one game to the AFC West. They went 15-2 in a down year.
Somebody from the 316. Good God, I need an unfiltered lung dart and a cold shower.
Hey, I'm with you, man. Go get a Pall Mall, man, and smoke that unfiltered cigarette like it's nobody's business.
Somebody says, my son was born on 11-11-11. He's all about the number 11.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is really neat.
I was born on 8-7-87.
That's cool. Oh,
that is awesome.
Yeah, I was born 8-7-87. So when I first turned 21, everybody checked my ID.
So you should get a Kelsey jersey.
Well, yeah. I had my birthday, but we turned it into Travis Kelsey Day because of obvious reasons. I mean, come on, pump the brakes, Dusty. somebody says, Bob said, Kay Adams, we literally heard Dusty do the dirty werewolf crowd. You better believe it. Anytime.
Every time.
Mac, when were you born? 825.
98.
So then I'm 419.77. So now Dusty wins.
Yeah, I was 8787, yeah, sure. Yeah. 7 pounds, 11 ounces.
Damn, what if you were 8 pounds?
Did you get a free Slurpee when you were 7 pounds, 11 ounces? If you were 7 pounds, 11 ounces, does 7-Eleven give you Slurpees for life?
I don't know how my mom survived having a 7-pound gigantic kid inside with a melon this size.
Is that big? I'm asking. I don't know. I'm
7 pounds, 11 ounces. I mean, that's, I don't know if that's normal. I don't know anything about baby weight, but I mean,
I thought it was like 9 pounds, 7 to 10 pounds. I don't know.
I had girls. They were a couple months, a couple weeks early, so they weren't, like 6 pounds ish or something like that. But I don't know, 7 pounds, 11. I don't know if that's big or not.
I mean, I just feel for it. My mother. I mean, the size of my head, my body. I mean, come on, that's not fun.
Yeah. And then he came out ass first like I did, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. We both breech babies, yeah.
Yep. I came into this world ass first. Yep. They pulled me by my hips out.
Oh, yeah.
And let out a little stinker. But no, it was, it's intelligent to hear stuff like that. I know Kyle Brandt, you know, obviously, you know, he's done some stuff here in this city for a radio station. But it's, you know, it's good to hear that. Because now all of a sudden we've seen what Mahomes has done in basically a quarter. He played, 14 seconds in that, or 43 seconds in that one game. He played all of the first, and then they had like the very first of the second quarter. So basically a full quarter of football is what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes, and it's been nice to see.
It has. It's been good. He's looked great.
It's great to see. Speaking of what's great to see are the Royals. Speaking of a lung dart and a cold shower, Vern, might need
one. Oh, my God. I came in this morning, the text line was open, and I see this guy just ripping Vern, like, you should be fired. I can't believe you would treat people like this. And I'm like, oh. So I pulled the post game from Saturday night, and I had to cut it down because it was very long. Now, there's about a 10-second pause, which I left in because it's great for effect at the end. But this guy was, like, ripping the manager, and Vern was having none of that.
Getting that ass.
Oh, that's not it.
No, that's not it. No.
Well, we were tied 3-3, and he left. When was that? Do I have it wrong?
I'm just correcting the mistake that you made earlier.
Okay, you're right. But my point is, if we're not allowed to criticize the manager in the middle of a pennant race,
it's the whole reason I have this show. I just correct you when you say silly things. I'm not allowed to have an opinion. You say I'm defending Q. I'm not defending Q. I'm just saying Sam Long doesn't matter. Why are we talking about guys that don't matter? Waka matters. Bobby matters. Michael matters. And they didn't get the job done tonight. Why are you guys so afraid to call out the big money dudes?
Why are you afraid to call out the manager?
I have! I just did last night! What are you talking about?
All night tonight, you've been bagging on people who have called out the manager.
Because they're saying stupid things! It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. They want to bitch about Sam Long!
What? Why was Sam Long in there? We got Cruz, we got Schreiber, we got all these other guys.
Steven Cruz is hurt! Get off the phone lines! Get out of here!
Wait for it.
Should I look at the text line?
I told you the payoff was worth it.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Ain't nobody got a tougher job in this building than Josh Vernier.
This guy's calling in on a Saturday night to complain about Sam Long. The say it out loud test. That cat is sitting at home on a Saturday night calling Vern to complain about somebody that most of us don't even know.
I learned my lesson with Vern complaining about the Royals when I would produce, and it'd be before the show started. I'd be like, man, that's a, I don't know if I agree with that play by that call by Ned. Well, what would you have done differently? And I was, put on the spot like, I don't know, man. I would, you don't know what you would do. So shut up. And I'm like, yes, Vern, absolutely. or, you know, callers would call in and say this. He'd be like, yeah, he didn't pitch. Tell me somebody that pitched. Like, if you're going to call in and right. complain to Vern.
Put in Steven Cruz. He's hurt.
You better have your notes ready. You better have your notes ready. Because Vern does this every single day. When he wakes up, he cracks open Royals stuff. When he has his coffee and he goes out into his front porch, it's Royals. When he gets ready for the game, it's Royals. And if you're somebody that doesn't see it the way that maybe others should see it. Look, Vern is the insider. Mm-hmm. He watches, breathes, sleeps, eats, sexes these Royals all the time. And, you know, he'll give you credit when you call in and bring up a good point. But when you do that, you know, you better be ready for it.
But Vern's right. Like, everybody's afraid to criticize the guys that matter. And that's with any sports team. It's not about the 24th man on your roster or the 52nd man. Like, I guarantee you, if the Chiefs lose a game this year and Mahomes, let's just for argument's sake, throws three interceptions, but Tyquan Thornton drops a pass, everybody will be mad at Tyquan Thornton for dropping a pass as opposed to Mahomes, who threw three interceptions, right? That's seemingly the way that it works in sports. We want to blame people that don't matter instead of saying, hey, did the guys that we're paying the money to get the job done tonight? Because if they didn't, then that's the problem.
Mac, it is your birthday, but we got to give Dawson and Hallie something they want. They said they can't wait for one word. Let's get these kids some school prep sports talks.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Do you think he looked at the text line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Come on.
A lot of texters defending him, but I just saw that one guy that was ripping him. I'm like, I got to hear what he said now.
That's so good.
What do you mean, champing at the bit?
Should I look at the text line? All right, Dawson and Hallie, here we go. One word. One word on the Royals weekend, losing 2 out of 3 to the Tigers. Wins yesterday. They won yesterday. They're up 6-1, down 7-6. They finally end up winning that game. One word on the Royals.
Roller coaster. This is a baseball season. Up, down, all around. Now, finish it off. But a roller coaster is kind of where I am. You get high, you get low, you get high, you get low, you get high, you get low with this team. It's just all over the place.
Fight, right? They could have curled up like babies and gotten swept. They lost the lead. Lugo has not been sharp. He's been dull as of lately. And they could have just melted away, got swept by the Tigers. Still lost 2 of 3, but look, offense is still there. Now you play 3 against the Chicago White Sox in Chicago. Sweep. As Bob would say, sweep that ass, right? Like, go in there, take care of business. As you said, your Pittsburgh Steelers reference, go beat the bad team. Go win 3 out of 3. Get ready for the weekend when Detroit comes to your yard and you play 3 here and Cleveland and Seattle play against each other. Yankees lost 3 of 4 against Boston. It's there. Keep winning, keep producing, and keep fighting. And that game Sunday was a fight. They were up 6-1, then down 7-6. And then again, the unsung hero, Kyle Isbell, knocks 2 in. They go up 8-7. And Frazier scores, India scores, and the Royals end up winning that game, coming from behind 1-0 to 6-1 to 7-6 to 10-7. And it was all smiles and laughs on the way home. Or I guess on the way to Chicago.
For their fantasy football draft.
Yeah, because Vinny's the commissioner.
Yes, exactly.
You know all too well about that. Very stressful job.
You don't want to be the commissioner.
No,
being the commissioner sucks.
It's always foisted onto you.
Yeah, it especially is. The older you get.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody else want to do this? I'll do it. I'll change a couple rules. Hey, man, I don't think it's fair that they're trading between. Oh, my God.
And then we should change this. But then you got to be the guy that collects the money. You're dealing with all that. Look,
it's at the draft.
I don't know how you guys do your fantasy drafts, but I think it should just be you don't pick unless you've paid.
Oh, okay. It's auto pick unless you put in your money.
No, you're out of the league.
Oh, you're just gone.
Yeah, we'll just play with one less team or whatever. Yeah. Like, but that's only right to do for the commissioner. Everybody's busy in life. If you volunteer to be part of a fantasy league and say you're going to be in the league and you're going to have a team, have your dough on the day of the draft, man.
Yeah.
Or write a hot check.
Should have put Wade Davis in on Saturday night.
They should have. Please. Yeah. Why didn't George Brett hit in the 9th? Do we have that Doolittle commentary?
All right, one word on the last Chiefs preseason game. They lost. They went 0-3 in the preseason, by the way, guys. So it's over.
You should have heard the moms at tennis on Saturday morning debating what the 0-3 preseason means. And, gotcha. Oh, my God, the Chiefs lost. And one of the moms says, well, every time they win the Super Bowl, they don't normally win in the preseason. Okay. Like,
so we're good. Good.
The preseason 0-3, it's over. Over is the word that I'm looking for. Now we can really get to business.
Yeah. Finally over, I would say, renovating, because now everything matters. Now the practices get an uptick. Now the media questions get a little bit of uptick in questioning. Now we're going to find out how healthy and really good to go Hollywood Brown is. We're going to get to be at One Arrowhead Drive, Andy at the podium, and a week from this Friday, we have a game in Brazil.
That's right.
Buckle up. It's here. Like I said earlier, 17 Fridays. After this Friday, 16 Fridays till Christmas. Labor Day weekend this weekend. It's here, baby.
Yeah, hard, be my word.
Even Donnie, Ralph, I was talking to yesterday, I'm like, can't wait to see you on Saturday. I said to him, I'm not really looking forward to football season. I'm looking forward to hanging with you, and that's a big part of the football season.
Hell yeah.
He goes, because I'm getting kind of football horny. I go, yeah, I am too.
That time, bro. Derek Nottie, back on the Chiefs. Deal includes 2027 conditional six. So basically, they gave a sixth-round pick. They got a seventh-round and Derek Nottie back.
Basically, they traded Sky Moore for Derek Nottie.
That's a good way to think about it.
Kurt Nelson, the Royals Hall of Fame. So we traded Sky Moore for Derek Nottie. Hey, Veach said he wanted more beef on the defensive line. A couple of banged-up guys maybe there. Why not just sign this guy in the offseason, though? It's just bizarre. But whatever, fine. Bring a guy back that knows the system. I'm good. I like Derek Nottie. Always was a big fan. I just thought he's a really nice football player. I'm glad to have him back. Hope he didn't sell his house here or anything.
Size. Yep. I think if we have to nitpick, what's one thing that we're concerned about with this team going into the season? Will they create pressure with their defensive line? Can George Karloftis step up a little bit more? I know he's been fine with what he's done. But eventually, we're going to have to stop being like, well, as long as Chris Jones creates pressure, everything else will. How about somebody else create pressure? Derek Nottie's coming back. Omeni Hughes there.
Yeah.
It also tells you.
You paid Karloftis. It's time to create pressures.
It also lets you know if Derek Nottie's here to stay, is FAU here to go?
Yeah. It also makes you wonder, I think Carrington.
Well, has nothing to do with he's on the IR. So,
yeah, but he ain't coming back next year.
Derek Nottie, I wouldn't think.
He's cheaper and more productive, I don't see why you wouldn't.
Different position?
I hope it means that they put Omar Norman Lott in a position to succeed and less run stopping, more pass blocking, more pass pressures.
Solid text, Nottie by nature.
Oh, I like that. Nice. That's good. Nice. That's a t-shirt, yeah.
Well done, 816.
So we saw K-State. Well, let's do that first. K-State on Saturday lost the game in Ireland against Iowa State. One word on Kansas State.
August. And what I mean, that looked like a first game.
It did.
Like as first a game as you could get. I hope we don't get games like that this weekend, guys. Because if the Texas Ohio State game is anything like that, we're gonna need all those bottles.
Well, we'll have to look at the weather, and see what the forecast is.
Is it in Ohio State? Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it's gonna be just fine weather wise. It's August in the Midwest.
Right.
Yeah, it should be great.
Yeah, I would just say early. I mean, that's a ranked opponent on a neutral field. That's not gonna hurt you too bad. But now you lose the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. We know college football. Now you kind of got to win all of them the rest of the way.
You kind
of
do.
It's Big 12 is not a tough conference. You're supposed to win this conference.
You're now two games behind Iowa State. You're two games back of Iowa State right now.
Yep.
See, that's the beauty of those games at the beginning of the year. They're fun for us, the fan. But, man, your team, you lose that game to start the season, you're really, 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 going upstream without a paddle on that one, man.
Yeah, you're kind of hoping now that the Cyclones make a mistake later on in the season.
It's not September, and K-State fans are officially scoreboard watching Iowa State at this point in time.
We got 6 days until it's September.
Speaking of scoreboard watching, that's what the Omaha Storm Chasers were doing. This was their tweet on Saturday. Scored more than K-State football today. 23-7 with the score there. They got the dub there. But, yeah, one word on the Storm Chasers tweet from the top row.
Hysterical. I love it. They scored 23 runs, 10 homers the other night. And then they tweet out, we scored more than K-State. I mean, damn.
Jeez.
Who was one of the guys that hit a home run for Omaha?
Probably Caglione.
Second one he sent to the opposite field. He also has two other hits that went to the opposite field. Do you think the kid's working on something?
Never heard of him.
Okay. You know, because if you don't think so, I'm going to turn into this.
Well, we were tied 3-3, and he left. When was that? What was? Do I have it wrong?
I'm just correcting the mistake that you made earlier.
Okay, you're right. But my point is, if we're not allowed to criticize the manager in the middle of a pennant race,
it's the whole reason I have this show. I just correct you when you say silly things. I'm not allowed to have an opinion. You say I'm defending Q. I'm not defending Q. I'm just saying Sam Long doesn't matter. Why are we talking about guys that don't matter? Waka matters. Bobby matters. Michael matters. And they didn't get the job done tonight. Why are you guys so afraid to call out the big money dudes?
Why are you afraid to call out the manager?
I have. I just did last night. What are you talking about?
All night tonight, you've been bagging on people who have called out the manager.
Because they're saying stupid things. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. They want to bitch about Sam Long.
What? Why was Sam Long in there? We got Cruz. We got Schreiber. We got all these
other
guys.
Steven Cruz is hurt. Get off the phone lines. Get out of here.
Wait for it.
Continue to wait.
Should I look at the text line?
Getting that ass.
Shout out KDV, probably pouring a stiff cocktail after that post-game show. Here, Josh, just relax. You know.
Oh, gosh.
He does a lot of the Lord's work for that man as well.
So like I'm hallucinating right now, trying to calm down from that phone call listening to Vern. They should have put in, they should have gone with Kelvin Herrera.
Nip it in
like
the bud.
The mayor of some town?
God, I love Vernier. He'll join us in about 30 minutes on the show as we'll get all things Royals with him. That was One Word with Mac Morey coming up. The conspiracies are odd with one quarterback in the NFL. Mac, you think this is weird? What's going on? Something weird's going on. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. It's his birthday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Mac's awesome.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Back at it on a Monday morning. Royals in action tonight in Chicago. Hopefully the fantasy draft went well for all the players, as Vinny Pasquantino alluded to earlier that we played for the audio for you. If you missed it, I'll play it for you again, because Vinny had a lot of fun with Joel Goldberg after the game. I thought it was pretty funny when he was talking about
way
all
to go.
The draft.
The ball's flying today, everything, but I got to get to Chicago, Joel. We got a fantasy football draft.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I know what's on your mind.
Being a commissioner for the league is tough, and I'm really excited. I'm wearing a suit today.
What?
It's a big day, and that was
to get up there and announce the picks as the commissioner.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Sadly, as media, you are not invited.
I'm not asking to go.
Sorry, but it's a big night.
I'd rather do anything but.
Big odds win right there. Good to get back in the win column.
That's Joel. I'd rather do anything but.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. Wasn't asking.
Was
trying to go.
Was good to see that tonight. They're in action at 6:40. Josh Verner's on deck show at 5:30. Noah Cameron takes the slab tonight, 7-5 with a 2.53 ERA. Still interested to see where he finishes at Rookie of the Year, even though that is over. Nick Kurtz is going to win that, and it's not even going to be close.
Looks like Cal Raleigh's probably going to run away with the MVP after what he did yesterday now. Most home runs as a catcher in a single 49th. Season ever.
Probably going to hit 55 home runs and knock in 120-plus and, you know, be a catcher. You're out there every single day. And Aaron Judge, I know he's having a great year. We know fatigue is existed when it comes to voting, plus he missed some time.
Oh, he's been out and banged up, and so.
And they still have very similar numbers in the second half as well. But
minus 195 for Judge, plus 135 for Raleigh.
Really?
Take
yeah,
take the dumper. Take the dumper.
But that's just, I mean, Aaron Judge is not the MVP right now.
Bobby Witt tied for fourth.
And Bobby Witt
plus 17,500.
No, it is.
Yeah. It's
So it's between Judge and the big dumper, huh?
That's it. Yeah.
Who's third?
Tarek Skubal plus 15,000.
Yeah, for an MVP. Yeah.
And I believe Bobby Witt Jr. is going to lead the league in F WAR in back to back years.
Yeah, you were saying that last on Friday.
I think maybe Brett did it in 79 and 80.
But not many people in that category. So Bobby Witt Jr., yes, you can say is taking a step back from last year, but he's still a very dominant player and still the best baseball player on the planet.
Somebody what are Josh Simmons' odds for Rookie of the Year? Have we ever seen an offensive lineman win Rookie of the Year?
Probably not. I say probably not.
Yeah, I don't know that we have. Let's make it a first.
Yep,
what if Josh Simmons goes out there like everybody's just, you know, gushing over him this year and he doesn't allow a sack all season long? That's your Rookie of the Year.
A lot of happy birthday, Max, coming on the text line. Some MAC, some MACK.
Love it. Either way, thank you. Uh-huh.
Somebody says happy birthday.
Voice to text is wonderful.
Somebody says happy birthday, Mac, minus tomorrow. My brother's is Wednesday. So a lot of August
Dude,
love.
That's awesome.
So look, you kind of got into this whole conspiracy theory with what's going on with Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I didn't get into it. I just saw it everywhere on Twitter.
Why does there always have to be a conspiracy theory or something wrong when we talk about athletes? Why can't we just look at the evidence and say it is what it is? Like, Shedeur Sanders, I thought, quite frankly, Cleveland effed him. Okay? That situation that they put him in the other day and then cutting four of the five linemen that played with him, they put him in a position to fail.
Because all these tweets got, you know, fired off from different people. One says, it appears to me coach didn't want Shedeur to go win the game because he didn't want to hear all the combo about Shedeur leading a great 2-minute drill. Now, who knows if he would have not, if he would have or not, but coach didn't want to take that chance. One of the last memory of him was looking bad, so when they bury him, it would look justified.
That's right.
That shady and untrustworthy behavior, so they should just let him go. Another one. So the O-line suddenly doesn't know how to hold up once Shedeur Sanders starts playing, but Dylan Gabriel has all day to dance in the pocket. Something isn't adding up. Another tweet. That's way too long to read. Another one is, so Kevin Stefanski gives Dylan Gabriel easy short routes with max protection and then gives Shedeur Sanders BS plays with an O-line that looks like they just ate a gang of Little Debbies.
Well, it also goes to the conspiracy theory that was floated last week by Eric Dickerson when he said he's got sources in the league that told everybody not to draft Shedeur Sanders, right? Eric Dickerson went on record with that, right? He said he's got people in the league that told him that they were telling people not to draft Shedeur Sanders. So all of those would kind of fall into the same kind of category. And then you see what the Browns did on Sunday, releasing four of the five guys that were on the offensive line in front of Shedeur Sanders. Was he set up for success? No. Does he need to sometimes play better in those situations? Yes. But we know how hard it is to play when you have no offensive line in front of you and there's a jailbreak on every play. Like the couple of plays I saw from Shedeur, I'm like, you got to throw the ball a lot sooner. You got to get rid. You got to have football sense
backs
on that
up
field.
Like 20 yards. Yeah.
You're in the NFL now. This isn't Colorado anymore. Learn that real fast, right? This is not the Big 12. You're not playing against UCF or BYU or Kansas or Iowa State or whatever college team you're playing against, and your skills can outdo it because you're a better athlete than everybody else. This, again, what we kind of saw with Shedeur on Saturday was the kid who is so good and better than everybody else, he's just going to out-athletic you. Well, now you're in the NFL. You're not out-athleticing anybody in the NFL, right? It doesn't work that way. And so I saw Shedeur Sanders as a guy who didn't have a chance because the offensive line was bad, but I also had a guy that looked like he doesn't have a clue about playing in the NFL at the quarterback position yet, because when you're dropping back, you got to throw the football, man. Again, this is not college. You are not escaping the pressure like that.
I mean, I don't know how truly good he is, but they said since he made the roster, they're going to retire his number.
Good. Did he make the roster?
Don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
I would assume so.
This week. Yeah, I'd assume so, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he said obviously when they asked him if he was going to make the roster.
Yeah, pretty much he did. Yep. Which in very Shedeur Sanders fashion. Yep.
Right.
He didn't answer like that. Yeah, I don't know.
What's your take on it, Mac? Because you were pretty fired up, man. You fired out tweets and everything about this.
Well, it's just like when he's great, it's like, look, see, he's great. Look how great he is. This is awesome. This is all real. And then when he sucks, it's all the coach's fault. It's none of Shedeur Sanders sucking.
No, I think there's a combination of both on Saturday. Bad offensive line, but also zero football IQ for Shedeur.
And to me, and no offensive line, but like, that's not to me on Stefanski. Like, this is the preseason. You're the third string, fourth string, whatever it may be. You're going to be out with the third string players. And right. A lot of those guys, 80% of those linemen, aren't going to make the team.
And that's why it's so hard to judge.
And it is. Well, and this is what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks. Like, what are we actually watching? It's all antiquated. And your preconceived notions, if it doesn't match that, you're not going to care about it. If it matches your preconceived notions, bang, this matters. This is awesome. Look at him. He's great. didn't match their preconceived notions this weekend. So this is all baloney and Stefanski needs to be fired. And I'm just kind of over this. And also, like, hey, guys, this is why no team wanted to draft him.
Yeah.
This discourse, this conversation, whatever, this is exhausting.
It is. No, it is exhausting.
And I'd love to be able to judge him fairly. I want him to be good. I'm not like a hater, but like...
Oh, I'm rooting for him. He it's good for the league to have Shedeur Sanders.
Agreed.
It's fun. He's a dynamic type of player. But he also still has to learn how to play the quarterback position in the NFL. Some guys are readier than others when they get to the league. And, you know, you go back and watch Shador's tape against Colorado or tape with Colorado. There was a lot of what we saw on Saturday where he would drop back far and then just out-lead everybody, right? When you're in college, you have the opportunity to do that because of the 22 guys on the field. Two maybe you're playing in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
So you're going against, you know, future businessmen and stuff like that. Just what is what it is. And so now you're in the NFL and you still got the mindset, I'll just drop back and outrun all these guys. Well, it doesn't work that way. Like, everybody's got great athleticism now in the NFL. So does he need to mature? You bet he needs to mature. But also, too, like, you can't really judge what he did in those situations because the next day they cut all of the offensive linemen that were on the field. And so they were no good. Shedeur was no good. Was he put in a position to be successful? Probably not. But as you said, Mac, you're the third string. You play with the third string.
What are we doing? Sorry. Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski plus 6,000 to win Coach of the Year.
No, he's not.
He has better odds than John Harbaugh, D'Amico Ryan, Zach Taylor, Nick Sirianni, and Andy Reid. Andy Reid is plus 8,000 to win Coach of the Year.
They just took Andy Reid off the board.
Yeah, they should. Never. The odds on winning Coach of the Year this year, Mike Vrabel at plus 600, followed by Ben Johnson at plus 700, followed by Duvall.
He's third?
At plus 1,200. Yep.
That's a good bet.
Has Vrabes already won Coach of the Year, though?
See how Drake May does.
Yeah, if they win nine games, that's a
lock. But that's a preconceived notion, though, Mac.
It's true.
You know, you talked about those preconceived notions. You just said if he wins nine games, it's a lock to win Coach of the Year. What if Andy Reid goes 15-2 again against this vaunted AFC West that everybody's been telling us about?
Should be him.
Since March, right?
Should be him.
But it won't be.
From the 816, guys, we all know what's going on. It's so obvious. It's ridiculous from the 816. That's why Stefanski's Coach of the Year. He knows exactly what he's doing.
You get the week. Take the pre-Labor Day week off.
And
that's
then,
funny.
Breaking news. If you didn't know this, breaking news from the 816, the third string quarterback is playing with third string linemen and hold the ball for 10 seconds. How is that a conspiracy? From the 816, he's a silver spoon cocky blank that can't play.
Ooh.
Yeah, so talk about diversity in the NFL.
I disagree with that, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Deion's tough love with his kids, man.
Oh, like, Shador's cocky is all good.
He is, but what do you think Deion's saying to Shiloh right now?
Get out there and get active.
Who got cut by Tampa because he punched somebody.
Yep. Stop farting in class, Shiloh, because that was a video that was hilarious.
And the bottom five secondary in Tampa Bay, by the way, just so you know. He got cut.
But you punch somebody in the face like that, you're a minor player.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here, you're gone.
Yeah, maybe they're not pro athletes. You know?
And that's a fair point too, Dusty. It's a great point. Maybe not everybody is. Yep. Yeah. Some people are just really good college athletes.
And
I was a really good first grade athlete.
Yeah. And then second grade happened.
And in my 40s.
From the 816, happy birthday, Mac. Love your hair, smile, laugh, and great takes.
Oh, thank you.
The real and only Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica.
You better be careful.
The real and only Jessica.
Birthday sex.
But right now, Hannah's writing down names.
Exactly, yeah, it's that meme.
Jessica.
He's rocked up, he's thick.
Mm-hmm. We come back on the other side, we talk about what happened in Dublin on Saturday, because 96.5 The Fan is your home for K-State Athletics.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, at TheFan965, for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.